Nothing bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky today. The president calling their discussion good, and it focused on closing the gap on a ceasefire. It comes a day after the president held a call with Russia's leader, who agreed to pausing strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
In the White House readout of this call, they suggested for the first time that President Trump is interested in taking over electric and nuclear sites in Ukraine. And I just want to read to you part of the statement. It says, quote, American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The NTSB issued a preliminary report today on the commuter plane in Alaska that crashed on sea ice last month, killing all 10 on board. Some of the findings, the plane was a half a ton overweight for weather conditions. The exact cause still unknown. As stocks ended higher today after the Federal Reserve Board kept interest rates unchanged. This is ABC News. Growing concerns after Israeli forces carried out airstrikes and resumed ground operations in Gaza, ending a two-month-long ceasefire. Health officials in Gaza say more than 430 Palestinians have died since Monday. Dr. Feroz Sidwa is a trauma surgeon volunteering at Gaza's Khan Yunis Hospital and described what he saw.
It was about a 3 or 4 year old girl with a bunch of shrapnel wounds all over her face and her head. She couldn't breathe properly and her pulse was thready and she was going to die and there was nothing we could do about it. So I had to just tell her dad that there was nothing we could do. She's going to die.
In Israel, demonstrations today in Tel Aviv, Israel's and families of hostages pushing Israel's government to reach a deal to secure the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. Another round of volatile storms, the tornado threat now in the Midwest, other parts of the country under blizzard alerts and powerful winds still creating a fire danger in the Southwest. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow ending and clearing out tonight with the wind dying down, low mid-20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Maybe a shower Friday, high mid-50s and breezy. The weekend looks cooler, dry Saturday, some rain possible Sunday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 37.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The state assembly's approved legislation requiring Wisconsin sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from those in their custody arrested for a felony. Sheriffs who fail to comply could put their county at risk of losing up to 15% of state aid. The legislation now heads to the Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto it. A firearms maker is expanding in northwest Wisconsin. Rice Lake-based Henry Repeating Arms is consolidating its manufacturing operations from New Jersey to Wisconsin. The move will be completed in the next 2 months. A southeast Wisconsin city is a step closer to gaining a huge convenience store. The Oak Creek Common Council has signed off on zoning changes for a proposed Bucky's location with 120 gas pumps just off I-94. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Wisconsin Farm Bureau, we understand that every farm is unique. Whether you're tending to crops or raising livestock, we're here to support you. As the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward, we empower farmers of all sizes and styles to thrive. Join us in embracing sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, your partner in preserving the future of farming.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. An Oliva woman charged with stealing over $200,000 from a man has been sentenced. Kimberly Wilson was placed on a 10-year deferred acceptance of a guilty plea. Now, if she commits no further crimes, pays over $350,000 in restitution, maintains full employment, and not handle other people's finances, her charges would be dismissed in 10 years. One person is dead after a deadly crash took place in Barron County. That crash happened yesterday on 18th Street at 8 and a half Avenue, south of Barron. Police officials believe the vehicle was heading south of 18th Street when it went off the road and hit an embankment. The driver and a backseat passenger were taken to a local hospital, while a front seat passenger was found dead at the scene. The Wisconsin State Patrol is still investigating that accident. The Pepin County Historical Society will have its annual membership meeting and spring education event this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Durand, Arkansas High School cafeteria. There will be elections for two board members of the Historical Society, along with a presentation from Gary Sweeney on the history of the Durand School District from 1857 to 2011. The meeting and presentation are free and open to the public. The Wisconsin State Assembly has approved a bill requiring local sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from those in their custody who have been arrested for a felony. Republican Speaker Robin Voss says it shouldn't be controversial to ask sheriffs to verify someone is in the country legally and cooperate with ICE. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer called the legislation a, quote, political stunt, unquote. Under the bill, sheriffs who fail to comply would put their county at risk of losing up to 15% of their state aid. That legislation now heads to the state Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already said he will veto the bill. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
A Blair man has been charged with possession of child pornography. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, deputies received a tip that child porn files had been sent via Kik on September 1st to an account in the Blair area. Deputies made contact with 27-year-old David Gustafson, who admitted he was the sole owner of the phone used to save the images. He was arrested and charged with three counts of possession of child pornography and had a court appearance scheduled for May. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Eau Claire to talk to community members about Medicaid. Baldwin was in the area yesterday, coming off of President Donald Trump signing the budget resolution passed by both the Senate and the House. Baldwin is concentrating on saving Medicaid. Details are not specifically out on what would be cut, but Baldwin's certain that some cuts to Medicaid and Medicare will happen. It's part of Baldwin's hands-off Medicaid tour, which she will be on the eastern part of the state later this week. The Eau Claire City Council is voting next week on whether to approve rezoning for a new housing development. The Creekside project will bring over 100 new homes to a 40-acre plot bordered by Evergreen Terrace and Mishler Road. The Friends of Lowell's Creek are protesting the development over concerns about density and environmental damage. The prospect of not passing a state budget on time or at all is concerning Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein said Tuesday that not passing a budget is unacceptable and reckless. She said Republicans control the Senate and Assembly and would be responsible for the delay. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu explained Republicans' thinking. He says they're waiting on some cases before the state Supreme Court to get more clarity on the veto power of the governor. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has scheduled budget listening sessions next month in Kaukauna, West Dallas, Hayward, and Wausau. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Amazon returns could become a bit more challenging for those who rely on Kohl's to drop off items. The retail chain is testing out removing easy Amazon return services at some stores. Kohl's began accepting Amazon returns in 2017. News outlet Modern Retail confirms those stores testing it out are in Wisconsin, Missouri, and Massachusetts. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price.
What?
They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme. Because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com/140.
Progressive partners with Gibbs and Hamlin. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Welcome to Martinsville.
Martinsville isn't your average everyday racetrack. It's truly one of a kind. The speed, the shape, the history, the hospitality, and heck, even the hot dogs. A one-of-a-kind weekend at the short track of NASCAR with trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and Cup Series on Sunday. It's one event too amazing to miss. NASCAR Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, March 28th through the 30th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Flo and the rest of the quirky progressive insurance gang will be in the pits cheering on Denny Hamlin this season, metaphorically speaking, that is, as the insurance giant inked a new sponsorship deal today to support the Joe Gibbs Racing pilot for 18 events in 2025, beginning with Sunday's clash at Homestead Miami Speedway. Beyond this weekend, Progressive is scheduled to appear on the number 11 Toyota Camry XSE with dates sprinkled throughout the rest of the year, including the NASCAR All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro Speedway on May 18th, all the way through to the season finale at Phoenix Raceway on November 2nd. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99 with the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile. You're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge, tax due at sale. $25 activation fee, terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Marquette's Cam Jones and Wisconsin's John Tanjay both racked up more All-American honors today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Both guards named as All-Americans by the United States Basketball Writers Association and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Wisconsin hockey forward Quinn Finley named to the All-Big Ten second team. Badger forward Ryland Mosley named Big Ten honorable mention. And Badgers Gavin Morrissey and Logan Hensler were both named to the All-Big Ten freshman team. NCAA tournament continues with two more first four matchups tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Xavier takes on Texas, and American faces Mount St. Mary's. Dodgers pulled off a sweep of their two games set in Tokyo with the Cubs. After a 4-1 win in the opener on Tuesday, LA won 6-3 today. Cactus League Brewers facing the White Sox this afternoon, and the Vikings moving past their discussions with free agent quarterback Aaron Rodgers, leaving second-year player J.J. McCarthy atop the quarterback depth chart in Minnesota. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Champions are crowned at the WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Defense and low-scoring affairs were the name of the game at the WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament over the weekend. Just one team, Tosa East in the D2 semifinals, eclipsed 70 points, while nine teams were limited to under 40 points. That doesn't mean there was a lack of excitement, however, as there were a number of close games throughout, including the first-ever triple overtime game. In Division 5, Assumption took down Barneveld 34-33 to claim the title, marking the fifth time the teams have met in a state championship game. Cuba City claimed a record 12th state title, going from the 4th seed in D4 in the state tournament field to champs after defeating top-seeded The Prairie School in the semifinals and St. Mary Catholic in the championship game. Oostburg, led by head coach Isaiah Catterhagen and his three outstanding daughters, won the Division 3 crown over Xavier. Wauwatosa East and Edgewood went into triple overtime to decide the Division 2 title and the longest girls basketball state tournament game ever played, and it was the upstart Tosa East Red Raiders who were victorious in the closing seconds of the final period 59-58. Top-seeded Kimberly posted a pair of dominating wins to secure the Division 1 state title. We'll preview this weekend's boys basketball championships later in the week. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. This spring, you can help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources manage Green Bay's world-class walleye fishery by reporting tagged fish. Yes, the agency's tag study on Green Bay continues in 2025. More details when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Together with Walleyes for Tomorrow, the Wisconsin DNR has announced the continuation of the Walleye Reward Tag Study in the Bay of Green Bay and its major tributaries. These water bodies support a world-class walleye fishery, allowing anglers to catch walleyes of all sizes, including trophy-sized fish. The popularity of this fishery continues to be a major draw for anglers locally, statewide, and across the Midwest. The DNR began its reward tag study in spring 2024 and will continue implementing it with walleye tagging efforts this spring. The study aims to better understand the fishery and gain estimates of walleye exploitation rates, that is, the percentage of the walleye population that anglers harvest each year. DNR staff will tag up to 5,000 walleyes with yellow tags throughout five major spawning areas across Green Bay this spring. For complete details on how to participate, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Green Bay Tag Study. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours, even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play, but it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow ending and clearing out tonight with the wind dying down, low mid-20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Maybe a shower Friday, high mid-50s and breezy. The weekend looks cooler, dry Saturday, some rain possible Sunday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 37.
Good afternoon and welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast in the middle of a blizzard that is happening to many of our listeners in the eastern part of the state as it leaves the western part. Of course, we encourage you, as we've been doing all day, please do not travel on the roads if you do not have to. And of course, just keep it tuned right here to your radio station to find out what's going to happen weather-wise. Well, let's get a breakdown to what's happening in the markets. We're going to kind of kick it off from a livestock perspective for a little change of pace as Kyle Bumstead joins us today. And Kyle, I know it's kind of been an interesting movement when we've seen this cattle market ebbs and flows. I jokingly yesterday called it a whiplash syndrome because it just seemed like we couldn't decide which direction we were going to go. But some new highs once again in the cattle market. The big question is, where do we go from here?
Well, that's a good question, Susan. Thanks for having me back. And I think when you say whip, I think they whipped the bull, and the bull took us into new contract highs here today in a lot of these live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. So the only one that has not made new contract highs yet is the spot April contract that's tied to the cash. Now, I know a lot of folks are thinking cash is likely going to be higher this week and probably should be here with the way things are going between the weather and with some of the slowdowns we have as far as slaughter pace goes. And I mean, talk about a gift to the packer. I mean, they have a reason to shut down a plant, and try to ask for higher money on the box beef. This is a gift to the packer, basically, is what I'm calling this snowstorm. And that's what it is. But we did see some plants here that are shut down here today here in Nebraska on Wednesday. So we've got that to deal with, which is still, there's still cattle out there to slaughter, still cattle to come through. So that's going to happen. I know that a lot of folks are going to say this is going to cut a lot of weight, but this is a quick moving storm. We're going to be back up here into the mid-50s, mid-60s here within a few days. So I don't think that this storm is going to have a major, major impact like some of the folks out east think it is out here, out west here in cattle country. Yeah, we're going to have to deal with it for a few days as far as mud and snow. But I think, overall, I think the cattle are going to pull through it just fine.
So why do you think we've been in this mode action in general? I guess maybe opening up the big book of it, that this cattle market has been such a back and forth type of trade over the last couple of weeks.
Well,
kind of the root of it.
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks, though, when we look at it, since we made that March 4th spike low here that day, it's kind of been straight up from there. I mean, this thing's been straight up in an elevator almost. We did have a setback of about 7 cents on this June contract on the 6th, and then we had a little bit of a setback of about a dollar here on the 11th. And then on the 18th here yesterday, we saw, a day of indecision here, just a basic day of consolidation and decision. Don't know which way we go. But once we took out yesterday's high, then this thing incited new buyers to come into this complex. We made new contract highs. And as the old adage goes, and I think folks have heard me say before, bear markets don't make new contract highs. And that's kind of what got things going. You got the momentum going. You got the algo traders, the fun traders, the algos, whatever, Watson, whatever you like to call it, got that going. And then it's, they don't sell new contract highs. A lot of times they buy new contract highs. So until we see a major shift in money flow, I look for this thing to, on intraday setbacks to have some decent support arise.
And everybody in this cattle industry always has a smidge of optimism in them, but they also have a smidge of pessimism. I can't even say the word right now in it, because they know what comes up is going to go down. And pessimistic, I guess, there's the fear out there. Is there a sizable sell-off possibility happening anytime soon?
I think there could be at any point in time. You're up into unknown territory in a lot of these things. And what better catalyst to maybe have that than a potential cattle on feed report, which comes out here on Friday after the close. Now, the on feed estimate's coming in here at 98.3%. I'm going to skip the placement because I want to hit on the placements. We're going to go to the marketings at 92% here, marketings here in February. And the placement number they've got all the way down at 85.4%. Now, this is going to have a low looking placement number. So I'm thinking, down maybe 14-15% year over year, possibly due to weather and some border numbers like that. But much of this is going to be made up here in March. So I think that the trade is probably going to skew it as bullish for now if we get that lower placement number.
All right, so let's look at the other number that you wanted to touch base on.
As far as the marketings or the on feed, yeah. The marketing number I'm a little bit concerned about too. I think that we've still got some cattle to work through here up front here against this March-April timeframe. And again, in that May-June timeframe, I still think there's some cattle up here in front of us to work through and to pull forward and pull through. But I think overall, once we get past that, I think things do tend to thin out a little bit. There's also been no real major hint or concrete evidence that we've started some herd building or some heifer retention for herd building just yet. And I think if we were to get some moisture out here in the plains, you'd see that happen a little bit more. But a lot of folks out here are still like, well, we got to get some moisture for the cattle we got first before we go thinking about expanding.
Well, and I hate to say this, but this blizzard that we've been in right now for some might give them that smidge of hope that we're going to get some moisture into these pastures.
It might. And I've had folks say, well, look at all the hay you got. Yeah, we've got hay right now, but that might have to last us until, that's going to have to last for a while. So yeah, we've got it for now, but if it doesn't come up and rain and get our pastures up and going, I mean, we might walk through that hay pretty fast with what cattle we have on hand.
So we know cash cow is going to kind of hold off and wait as the week goes on, but is there some hope and optimism? I mean, we saw $9 higher in the north last week. Could we at least see steady higher for this week?
I think we could. I personally am looking for us to go back and eclipse the old cash highs at 210 on a live basis. I'm looking for that to potentially happen. And I mean, you could take the dress up. We traded cattle at 330 plus here on Friday, which was 209.50. If you want to get technical and break it down by the math, 209.50 to 210. So some cattle did trade that, but that was far eastern Nebraska, western Iowa. You know, if this it is possible, we could maybe see that in central Nebraska here yet this week.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to come up and look at, especially from a grain perspective as we continue on this very snowy type of Wednesday we are all dealing with. Kyle Bem says, join us as we do a breakdown of the market trade. Of course, this is the Channel Final Bell. We've got more coming up in just a moment. The Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Kyle Bumstead continues to join us this afternoon as we take a look at what's happening in these markets. Switching gears to go from the grains or livestock over to the grains, let's talk about the soybeans, kind of stuck in a type of trading pattern. And I'm sure there's some geopolitical that's weighing in. I'm sure there's some South America that's weighing in as well.
Yeah, I think there is. We've seen basis just kind of hold steady right now. Spreads have been slowly widening out here over the last month or so. And let's face it, since Inauguration Day, things have widened out as far as spreads and the carry. And so we kind of all knew that that was a hint of potential tariff talk here back and forth. When we saw here at the end of February, the National Soybean Index is about $9.52. And that puts our available stocks to use at around 17.4%. Now, that number has been slowly edging higher. And I think that we're probably going to see a higher number here when they release that quarterly grain stocks report here at the end of the month.
How much of the Fed's discussion? I know as you and I are doing this, they have not had their news conference, but you know that's got to be in the back of the minds of traders.
Yeah, I think it is. I think what a lot of folks are waiting on here midweek too, and maybe going to set direction is what the Fed says here, you know, as far as interest rates and things like that. We know there's probably not going to be an interest rate cut today, but in the future, they're forecasting more interest rate cuts. So I think that if we do cut interest rates, that's not going to hurt commodities or commodity trading at all, or as far as money flow. But what kind of cuts do we get and things like that?
So from a corn, they've been kind of choppy within their movement. I know ethanol reports showed production having a bit of a rebound happening.
Yeah, we did see that. And I think the basis and the spreads have lightly reflected that here, too. Basis has been slowly improving in corn. It stayed kind of steady here this past week, but has lightly been improving here as we've gotten into this week. So that looks good. Now, the spreads, they've been improving a little bit as well. We haven't seen a lot of the sales that you'd normally see as far as export sales and things like that. But what we have been seeing is some of that domestic demand. Like you hit there, the ethanol number, that's what's likely our domestic demand there. Domestic grind is what's keeping us afloat here as far as the corn market for now. We're holding some major technical support here on this May contract, that 460. As long as we keep closing above that, that's going to keep acting as major support. July closing above 470, that's going to keep acting as support there. But then on the flip side, on the upside of that, you know, our resistance levels are going to come in here, like on this July contract that are on that 480, 485. So, you know, you could trade a range here from a 460 to 485, 490 for quite some time in here until we get this thing kind of figured out. So I know a lot of folks are really gung-ho on this acreage potential here. The prospective acreage planning or something like that.
Yep, planning intentions report.
Okay, planning intentions report. I don't even know what they call it. That shows how much USDA reports mean to me, because when I look at things, the NOV 25, DEIS 25 bean corn spread has been trading under 2.4 since last September. So that told me automatically that we're going to have more corn acres, and we're likely going to have more corn acres this year. So when folks say, well, this is what the USDA is going to give us for corn acres, they've already – this will be the third – the third time they've shown us these numbers. So we had some ag outlook last fall, and then we had some numbers here a month ago when they had an outlook too. So maybe the third time we've seen these numbers. So it's nothing new for the trade to digest.
Well, what about the fact that at least in the Corn Belt to the south, I shouldn't say the Corn Belt, but the Southern Corn Belt, there's some serious field work going on, and we're sitting at March 19th, which means they're ready to get that seed in the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got some clients in South Texas that have got corn already knee-high. I mean, they started planting there towards the end of January, and we're sitting here in the middle of March, and they're already side-dressing everything. Of course, that's, you know, south of that's down in South Texas or whatever. But still, they're getting some things going. They're getting things rolling here in the Delta and things like that too. So, I mean, it's getting time. Springtime's among us here, and once we get through the end of this week here and start into next week and things dry out, you're going to see a lot more field work take place here in the central United States.
Hearing on Brazil with their continued cropping with their double crop corn.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard both reports, but again, those are coming from government agencies and foreign government agencies as well. So how much weight do you really put into it? What we really need to watch here is the spreads, like the May-July corn spread and the May-July bean spread. And right now we've seen midweek, we've seen them firm up just a little bit. So there's potential that there's maybe a short-term issue down there. But again, we've seen the carry widen out there from May to July since we started here the first of the year. That spread on that May-July corn made a high of about a half-cent carry. And, you know, a couple days ago here on Monday, we were down to 8 3/4 cents carry. So it's slowly, it's an escalator down, you know, system, or it's an escalator down type trade as far as that spread goes, saying that South America's probably got a decent second crop corn coming online.
And real quick, as we go back to the blizzard that we're under right now, is there some maybe a smidge of optimism as well? We've got some good moisture. We talked about it from a pasture perspective, but now we got it for some row crop perspective as well.
Well, snow moisture is different than rain moisture. So moisture is moisture, but a lot of the folks will say, well, snow is different than rain. But until we see some good rain come through here, I think spring is probably going to be late. And I think that there's a possibility here it could be due to some moisture issues. And then I've seen a lot of folks talking about, you know, hot, dry summer, but it's summer in the Midwest. Summer always gets hot and dry.
Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
All right, that's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818.
800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Last week, the Department of Government Efficiency announced the closure of more than 100 USDA offices nationwide. The move is part of a broader effort to reduce government expenditures, but it does raise questions about the ability of USDA staff to meet farmers' needs across the countryside. I'll have more details when we return.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. First awarded in 1995, the Farm Progress High Cotton Awards highlight the top growers in the four main Cotton Belt regions of the United States. These growers showcase their operations' progressive practices, involvement in the industry, and their focus in conservation.
We're excited to announce the winners of the High Cotton Awards with Brent Murphy, the senior editor at Delta Farm Press. Hear this from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk, has announced the termination of leases for 111 USDA offices across the country. This action is part of a larger initiative aiming to cut costs by approximately $500 million through the cancellation of nearly 800 federal office leases. The USDA offices affected include those under the Farm Service Agency, the National Resources Conservation Service, and the Rural Housing Service. Specific closures have been identified in several states. For instance, Indiana is set to lose 8 USDA offices, Kansas 6, Oklahoma 5, Missouri 4, and Minnesota 3. Additionally, in Texas, the W.R. Polk Federal Building in Temple, which housed USDA operations and had an annual rent of $2.4 million, is among one of the most significant closures. The rationale behind these lease terminations centers on cost savings and addressing underutilized office spaces. DOJ's review revealed that some federal offices had been vacant or minimally occupied, prompting questions about the necessity of maintaining those leases. For example, a USDA office in Topeka, Kansas, has reportedly been unoccupied for 3 years, leading to its lease cancellation. However, the potential impact on farmers and rural communities is a growing concern. The closure of local FSA and NRCS offices could hinder farmers' access to vital services, including conservation planning, loan processing, and disaster assistance. Josh Harden, a recently reinstated USDA staffer, emphasized the challenges, saying, quote, "One office can't handle 8 counties. Farmers and landowners can't drive 4 counties over to sign a paper or have a meeting if they need to get back to their work." In the past few weeks, several of the initiatives spearheaded by the Department of Government Efficiency have been overturned by the courts. Most recently, a federal judge ordered the USDA to rehire the more than 5,000 staffers laid off earlier this year by the department. I'll have more information when we return.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
As President Trump's administration continues to look for ways to reduce the overhead of the federal government, leases and office space will be on the chopping block. But like so many things in Washington, D.C., announcements aren't always the same as action. So time will tell how many of these USDA offices will actually see their doors closed. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow ending and clearing out tonight with the wind dying down, low mid-20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Maybe a shower Friday, high mid-50s and breezy. The weekend looks cooler, dry Saturday, some rain possible Sunday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me still upset you, but I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
I'm a 45 spinning on an overtroll. I'm a two-strike swinger, I'm a Pepsi Cola. I'm a blue jean quarterback saying love you to the prom queen. I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Kris Kristofferson, Sunday morning. I'm a mom and daddy singing along to Don McLean. watching. I'm a Texaco star, I'm a Gibson guitar, still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. Save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow old. No, another rebel in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken dreams, and I've never been.
And cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays and talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. Then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die, yeah. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full length Fu Manchu. And I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday like you were dying, to live 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 like you were dying.
It's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Guess I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. I know all my old buddies wanna help me out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. I'm too far gone to turn this heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing. But it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now. I may be wrong, but I don't want out.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her dad
Daddy wore a tie, Mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. Settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a shirt.